Okay, let me give an update. Wendy just reported on chat. Thank you, Wendy. She says to raise your hand online, go to the bottom of the screen, click on participants, and then click on raise your hand, which will be at the bottom of the listing.
Right.
Sorry, I just paraphrased. Wendy, I was stuttering over time to read it.
Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you.
Alrighty, Pam, did you want to start with your public comment?
I actually was just going to wait to respond. I do have some ideas of what I would like to hope, that I hope the grant might be used for, but I think I want to wait until we get more into the discussion to add that.
Okay. Thank you very much. All right. Next, I'm going to take a hand raise from Davey Schneider.
Hi. So I'm not completely clear on if I should present my idea now or later on. It has to do with the state and the community building. So should I give that now? Or?
Okay. You know, it's just whatever you prefer. You can mention it now within the 3 minutes if you'd like, and then we can go over it in the open discussion. Whichever you prefer.
I'll just give it now. So, as someone who has participated in multiple productions, like for the Snow Lines, Layers, and other types of performances and productions, I think it would be really nice to have some better stage lighting in the community building, so we could improve the quality of all of our shows and performances.
That's great. Thank you, Davey.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. All righty. Do we have any more public comments? Right now, I don't see any other hand raises, but I'll give it, you know, a minute or so and see if you want to have a public comment. But again, we will be having open discussions on both agenda items following public comments.
Any more hands coming up?
I'm not seeing any.
Okay, well, let me read one thing that I just see on the chat now. This is from Leslie Mahonko. I would like to see a public meeting in the parking lot where we publicize this issue on Facebook pages like the Real Wrightwood page and others. I have a lot of followers who appreciate community updates. This is a lot of money on one hand, but not a lot on the other.
Okay. I have some questions about that, but should I wait until...
Yeah, we can't comment. Discussion. Okay. We can't comment during public comment, so...
Thank you. Okay, well then, since I don't see any other hands, we're going to move along to item number 2, which is a recap of the previous grant meeting. So just a little background. Before the CSC applied for the per capita grant, Al Morissette and... Monica Ciccarelli worked together to have some public meetings. I think that they had 4 at the time, and they gathered, you know, some information, just like we're trying to gather now, on what the community would like to see if we were to get a park grant. And at the time, we didn't know what amount of money we would get, and so now that we know, you know, the number that's been allocated, which is $181,000, I think $474,000, I'm not looking at it right now, but now that we know that, that is why we're starting, you know, the process again to really hone in on, now that we know the number, what we can do with it. So I wanted to share just some brief notes from the original meetings and suggestions that people made. So if you don't mind, I'll read through them one by one slowly. And Michelle and I were thinking that as you listen, if you want to notate which ones that you like, and if you, you know, did want to re-explain the idea during the discussion, you know, you could say you want to, you know, indicate your support for any of these ideas if you like them. So I guess I will start with So for the Hollis Stewart Park area, which is what people generally look at as the playground where the skate park area and the playsets are, it was suggested that we build a dog park between the skate park and the kids park. It was suggested that we do a skate park expansion in that area, which would be adding potentially a bowl, a skate bowl, or a small pump track for skateboarding. It was suggested that we upgrade the playground area and equipment and also make it ADA compliant. It was suggested that we add a bathroom over near the park area. And moving to the Vivian Knoll Park area, which includes the community center, the parking lot, the bathrooms are existing, and the grassy area, it was suggested that we upgrade the bathroom, do a septic tank replacement, make the parking lot level and ADA compliant, add a stage area in the parking lot for events, put a beautification sign up with the stage area that says Wrightwood to show that it is the center of town. Community building upgrades, which included rain gutters that save water for use for the grass, and upgrades to the building, which included windows, floors, stage, roof, kitchen. And lastly, there was talk of creating a park on the east side area of town, and that included building a road to access the property, creating a sports complex in the area, which included a grass field and some other, you know, stage area and things like that, maybe an amphitheater, and also a dirt bike track. So having said that, I'm going to open this up for discussion right now, and again, if you like the idea, you know, you're more than welcome to raise your hand and say you like the idea or comment on, you know, the ideas. But bear in mind that right now what we're looking at is $181,000 for the grant. So we want to kind of stay focused on, you know, projects that we could do with that amount of money.
Natalie, could you clarify for us what the possible amount was the first time around? So when people brainstormed, I mean, some of those ideas are smaller ticket items, but some are huge. But when that brainstorming was occurring, what amount were people discussing at that point?
So I think they were talking, and I think Al will probably weigh in, or Monica on here if I say this wrong, but I think that they were talking about up to $2 million, hoping to get a grant of that size. But, you know, like I said, we have been awarded $181,000, so it was less than we thought, but, it's, you know, we're happy for...
I just wanted to call to mind the disparity between, it's like less than kind of 10% of what the original discussion was.
Exactly. So, alrighty, so I see a hand raised from Pam Wright. I will unmute you right now, Pam, if you want to give your comment. So, Pam, I can hear you now.
I attended three of the four community meetings that were held, and usually at those three meetings, I was present, and either one or two other people were present. They were always the same people, a man named Robert, and then Monica, I believe, was the other person that was there. I think one night someone else went with me as well, maybe Sandy Hanlon went. But basically, that was the extent of the public input. And I'd like to say I've been to many public input meetings before, and I've also been to many presentations before. And all of those meetings were presentations of the plans that your staff or the consultant had come up with. And those plans were actually just taken from what the county had left. And I think at the end what happened was the plans and the presentation, they weren't asking necessarily, oh, and what's your opinion about this, and do you have any ideas? There was no vision making. There was no input portion of it. We could ask questions at those meetings, but they did not generate or invite us to be part of it. There was a presentation of some ideas that were already created that we were told what those were, and we could ask questions about that. I think at the end, they adjusted those plans somewhat to some of the questions that they heard us asking, and I believe that they tried to be receptive to listening with a good ear, and then if we said something, they tried to make sure that that showed up to some degree in the plans. But as a person who's been involved in the community almost my adult life, there's no way I consider those meetings that were conducted as public input. And I think that after those meetings, when it went to your board and your board got to hear the recommendation made by your staff, then if you will recall, I came to the mic and made a comment about the need for the community service district to have a strategic plan that was based on community input, so that a vision for what we want to do in the long run is there, whether we can afford it or not, that it becomes a strategic plan, so when we get the opportunity for a grant, we don't have to all of a sudden conjure up, well, what can we spend this money on? We have a vision, we have a plan for where we want Wrightwood to be in 20 years, and then set out a strategic plan of action to accomplish those things. So when people heard that there was money available, then they started saying, well, how about a dog park, or how about this or that? But basically, the input, really, it generated those other issues and things in people's minds, but basically, they were dismissed, the county plans were brought out, and that became the recommendation. And you had, see, in reality, had not public input, but a hearing, so that those plans could be presented, and then they adjusted them at the end. But I really applaud you for what you're doing with this public meeting. I think the attempt to listen to what the ideas of the public are, what they want, that's the next best thing, next best to having a vision, compiling the real vision and a strategic plan that takes, several months to do if you're really doing it appropriately. And I understand that right now you have a small bucket of money that we can, can of money that we can use to do something, and you're getting input on that. So in my view, that's a really good attempt to collect public input, and that's appropriate for now. But I hope that in the future we have the opportunity to make big time work over creating a strategic plan that will enact a vision that has been created because of the input of the entire community and not three people who went to the meeting. Anyway, thank you.
Thanks, Pam. Thank you, Pam. And I appreciate your comment, and I agree with you, and I think that, now that we, have a number that is known, that's the intention now, is to really try and hone in on, the public input and, go from there and create a strategic plan. So thank you for that. I appreciate the comment. Are there other public comments about this agenda item, or shall we move on to the open discussion about the park grant?
Before we go on, we got to clarify that the public comment section is over, but you can comment throughout the meeting, but there is a 3-minute cap on that. So, because we want to make sure everybody's heard and we get through all of our topics and such. So keep an eye on your time. What I'll do when you get to 30 seconds is raise one hand, and then when your time's out, I'll raise both. So I don't want to interrupt anybody.
Yes, that's good. I'm sorry. Excuse me 1 minute. I have to shut my door. My kids just opened it again. No problem.
I'll address something in the meantime. Leslie commented on the group chat that it seems like most everyone can't get video and audio. What I'm assuming, no one has audio right now, Leslie. You said this at just the beginning of the meeting, but you need to raise your hand in order to have your mic unmuted, and then Natalie will unmute you, and you can unmute yourself, and then you can speak. But in terms of the video, my assumption is that everybody who doesn't have video, that's intentional, because you'd rather just listen in than be seen. If that's not the case, if you're struggling with that, then by all means, please indicate so on the chat button, and I'll try to address that with you.
Yeah, and there shouldn't be any type of setting that is enabled where people can't be on video. So,
Leslie's saying she has raised her hand. I'm not able to see the hands, Natalie.
I saw Leslie's hand, so but then it went back down. So, Leslie, I will unmute you if you'd like to put in a comment. All right, Leslie, you should be there.
Okay. Short and sweet, I really think that the CFD needs to go back to the community on this. Originally, yes, it was $2 million that we were hoping to play around with, and we have 180 or so right now. But, you know, community service district is really community. And a lot of people weren't even aware of those meetings that Al had, which I attended one of them. So, you know, just off the top of my head, the dog park isn't feasible because you need a lot of space, because you need at least 2 to 3 areas for dog park. But I've got 30 years of Parks and Rec experience that was also in planning and development, as well as my job as a graphic special events and public information officer. And I think we can do a nice marketing plan to get people to come out to the community building, like just say, hey, we're going to pretend we're going to have music in the pines between the banks, and just bring a chair, bring some food, and get the community involved and have their comments. I really think we need to start from scratch. I know that one gentleman is passionate about the bike thing down off of the East Park. Personally, with this amount of money, I'm thinking just community service building and parking lot improvements are sensible. But I really think this thing needs to be public input, start from scratch.
Thanks, Leslie.
Thank you, Leslie.
Let me just clarify that we are actually essentially trying to do exactly what you said. We can't do the public gathering now because of COVID times, because it wasn't COVID, and we're not having these meetings in person for the same reason. But in terms of starting from scratch, the reason Natalie read that list is because that's where it had been left off before. Well, I definitely heard Pam's comments tonight about her concerns about how the list was, some of the list was constructed. But the idea is that we're taking fresh ideas tonight, but we also wanted to acknowledge there were some great ideas the first time around. So if you like those ideas and want to say, yeah, I could have voted in for that, that we could then get that, you know, recorded and take note of that. Because we're not in a position where we're going to hold a large gathering like that, what I absolutely want to encourage anybody that's in this meeting to spread the word on is everybody is always welcome to email us ideas. And so if somebody's not able to make these meetings or doesn't want to sit through one but wants to give their input, Natalie, are you okay with me giving your email address?
Yeah, okay. Sure.
And Natalie and I are both at writewithcfd.org, but so Natalie's is natalie@writewithcfd.org and mine is michelle@cfd.org with two L's.
Right with CFD.
So we will definitely keep an eye on that, and we will, as we are compiling ideas, it doesn't matter how they come to us. Maybe they're going to come on Facebook, maybe they're going to come to these meetings, maybe they're going to come through emails, but the idea is to, starting from here, find out what does our community want to do with this money. This is the first meeting to begin that process.
Mm-hmm. And our advertisement of those meetings is, you know, on Facebook and on the website, and hopefully, you know, we can get them elsewhere. But, you know, how you mentioned the marketing campaign, I mean, that's kind of where we started, was Facebook on the Real Wrightwood, just regular Wrightwood page, you know, and encourage people to join in here. So, you know, we're definitely open to other ideas on how to get the word out. But as Michelle said, this is definitely where we're starting. We, you know, want the public input on this, and we want as much as we can get. So, you know, I would encourage anybody that's on this meeting right now, you know, to spread the word that we are having these meetings, and, you know, encourage people to join, or like Michelle said, email their ideas. So, Leslie, I see that your hand's raised and you're still unmuted, so if you want to keep commenting.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at the people that are in this meeting right now, and there's mostly CSD board members. I think that's John Aziz, newspaper, and Davey. and Pam. Oh, well, Pam and Nancy, I think, are on the chamber or something. It shows me that you are trying, but you haven't been able to get the word out to the public. Okay, because nobody knew about the first meetings. I don't think people know about this meeting. I think there's a failure of communication somewhere. People will not most likely go to the Rightwood CSD page to look for things. They don't have funny dog stories or political posts. You know, it's only people looking for that certain information. And why we can't have a meeting in the parking lot with everybody 6 foot apart, except you're with your husband or, you know, girlfriend or something that you've been around forever, I don't understand why that can't happen. There's plenty of room for outdoor space. We're going to outdoor restaurants where you're allowed to have a certain amount of people. I don't know why that can't be done in this situation.
So another thing to consider right now for this meeting this evening is the first week of school is about to start. We have a lot of teachers and people in our school that work in our school district that live in Wrightwood, and everybody is pretty inundated right now. I know I am. We're trying to get ready for school to start on Monday. I think there's a lot of I think our focus is really spread pretty thinly on any given thing at this point with school starting up. So I would not be surprised if the preferred, I know a lot of people that gave me ideas that are not in this meeting tonight.
Mm-hmm.
At least, probably 24, but at least 20, that have said, hey, I heard there's a meeting, you know, I'm not going to do it, but here's my idea. And so that was what I was hoping email would help, you know, the possibility of collecting ideas that way too. That people will respond and everybody can help get the word out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, I'm trying to reach people on Facebook, and I think the initial post that I made, you know, reached well over 100 people. So, you know, I can't guarantee that people get involved, but it's definitely out there on, you know, the pages and whatnot. But we will, you know, have to try and do better. So,
We need to get back. We're in the middle of Hollis Stewart Park State Park. We got to get back to our agenda.
Okay.
Item, I think.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So we didn't move from item number two. So that was, like I said, that was the recap of the previous agenda item. So does anyone else have a public comment on item number two, which is a recap of the previous grant meetings, or should we move on to item number three? Great. Sorry, it's in hand. All right, Vicki Brennick. Vicki, I'm going to unmute you. Just one moment. All right, Vicki, you should be unmuted. Did you have a public comment?
Just one. If I get enough advance notice, we could put this meeting on the marquee, the electronic marquee.
Okay.
That would help.
Great. Yeah. That'd be great. Thank you, Vicki.
Next meeting is, but if you give me enough ahead time, it would work. Okay, that's it.
Great. Thank you, Vicki. And we'll be talking about when the next meeting is at the end of the agenda, so we appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay.
All righty. So if there are no more hand raises for this topic, we're going to move into item number three, which is open discussion on per capita grant. We want to try and keep it limited to 30 minutes per topic. So there's three topics on here, and starting with A, it's the Hollis Stewart Park State Park area. So basically, you know, as I mentioned before, there were some suggestions for that park area, which included the dog park, skate park expansion, and some new playground equipment for that area, as well as bathrooms. So I'm going to open it up to some suggestions on that particular area. So if you have a comment or a suggestion, please raise your hand.
All right. I see a hand raised from Monica Ciccarelli. There you go, Monica. I'm going to unmute you.
Can you hear me?
I can. Hi, Monica.
Hi. So for the Hall of Stewart, I actually really liked the idea that was brought to the extension of the skate park. I see a lot of kids there, and I do think that if there's the ability to put a bowl or a pump track behind the park, there's an open area where you can kind of sit behind, make it a little bit bigger. I think that would really benefit the youth in this community. My kids have never actually used the skate park, but every time we go by there, the kids are always really respectful to each other, and they all seem to be having a good time, so I think that would be a pretty cool addition.
So when you talk about expanding it, do you mean moving it downward, the area that is all dirt right now where it goes along the school border where the basketball court is?
Yes, I don't think it needs to necessarily extend all the way that whole area, but definitely if you were standing on Apple looking up the skate park, it looks like off to the left of the skate park, you could possibly put a little, extend it right there, like kind of put a little transition period and then go behind the skate park and put in either a bowl or a little, I think they're called pump tracks or something like that for little kids. I thought every time I go there, I think it would be cool to see a little bit more space for the kids to be able to spread out and have more kids there. So
you're saying, just to clarify, a small expansion on Apple with the larger area expanded on Park Street where, or not Park Street, what is that street?
Pine,
thank you. On Pine Street, where you're suggesting a bowl or something of that nature.
Nothing on Apple. It would just, it's just when you're looking at the skate park from Apple, from the view of Apple.
Like looking down the street.
Yeah, looking down the street. It's like off to the left, there's a dirt area between the school and the skate park. I was envisioning that you could make, kind of expand it that way to get behind the skate park without having to get out and go around. It could make one fluid area.
Okay.
Thank you. I just want to comment that I really like that idea as well. I've visited many skate parks myself with my kids, and our skate park is by far the smallest skate park that I've come across in the community. And I don't say that as if I'm ungrateful for, having this space, but for fluidity and for safety, I do feel that it would be beneficial to have a little bit of a larger skate area. In what Monica has suggested there, being a bowl or a pump track for anyone who's not familiar with that, what that is. A bowl is pretty much like a in-ground swimming pool where, they can kind of just skate around, like a swimming pool type of, space. And a pump track is also, where you can kind of build up like side berms and things where, it would just create a lot more space and a lot more fluidity for the kids that are using the facility. So that was my comment on that. So thank you, Monica, for sharing that about the skate park. Michelle, did you have any questions about that particular?
Nope, but
okay. Monica, did you have any other comments?
She's muted.
Okay. And I just want to let you know, I see all the hands raised, so I'm gonna move through them as I go, so I want you to know I see you. Monica, did you have any other comments?
No, that was it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for having us. All righty. I am going to unmute Pam Wright. Pam, I'm asking. There you go. Hi, Pam.
Thank you. And since I can't see very well because it's so small, if you give me a voice, you're out of time. I'll get it.
I will, thanks.
Okay. I just wanted to say I think I really admired and respected the CSD board members for what you've done in the first 2 years of operating our new governmental agency here in our village. And you've spent the last 2 years really setting reinventing the wheel, because we didn't have the wheel and nobody knew how to make the wheel. So all of your efforts have been working hard as volunteers to reinvent the wheel and get all of the things in place so that we can operate this parks district and lighting district and waste. The most important thing, I think, to everybody's heart is the park. and that's what we need to focus on. I think we were handed an uninvented wheel to do, and so I think that we need a long-range plan. I keep saying that. But for now, we do have this opportunity with some money. What do? We put it for the long-range plan and then have to attach on that later where we really adjust what we really want? Or do we keep doing what you guys were already on the road doing, and that is bringing everything that we currently have up to standard? Like at the Hollis Park, there are some things that need to be repaired or upgraded. And so spending this one little pot of money that's not really going to create a new, wonderful thing that we want, but it can take care of some of those back things that we need to backfill. So if we bring the current things up to standard and then set up for those programs that we really know are important. Like right now, what's really important to people in this community is that there are programs and activities. But really, the truth is, you've got a little closet that our staff is operating out of. So if you set it up so that, okay, now the programs that we really want to operate will be able to operate full bore. So we haven't used our money for that long-term thing, but we've taken care of those things that need to be fixed and brought up to standard, and then we've invested in the infrastructure that's going to help us create those programs that are important. Right now, we don't have any room to store the carom boards that kids love or the balls. We don't have room to store those. We don't have room for a parks coordinator or whatever we want, a Leslie like we need. We need a Leslie here, Leslie. We need an office for that person to operate. It's not just the managing. It's the providing the services that we need the people to have space for. And yes, we don't have the ability to build a whole new building for them to operate up, but at least what can we do to expand and create a better operating base so that those programs and activities become our focus?
That's time, Pam.
Okay, I'm done. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Pam.
Thank you. I got that down, that we need to bring our current stuff up to standards. And one thing we could add would be a park and rec office space for a coordinator, and that then we also need to create a long-range plan for these letters tonight.
Okay. All righty, I'm moving on to Lori. Lori, I'm asking you to unmute right now. Hi, Lori.
Hi. Just a couple of issues. I don't know if it was said at the beginning because I missed the very, very beginning, but the grant has to be used for parks and recreation. So we have to be able to make it tie into parks and recreation when we're doing the project. In addition, the skate park, it does have some issues that need to be fixed or repaired, where we've lost some concrete on one of the jumps or bumps or whatever. So just to put those out there so that people know what's going on.
Okay. Thank you,
Lori.
Okay. All righty. I'm unmuting Leslie Maholko.
Hello again. I like the idea of an expansion for the skate park. It's a very underserved demographic because the young kids and teens, basically. It's about $45 to $60 a square foot, so if you built like 3,000 extra feet on there, which would be $3,500, which wouldn't be that much, that would be approximately $135,000, and that's without permits, so bam, that goes your whole bid. But I would like to see another demographic. If you do some stuff in the skate park, maybe add in like a basketball court or something, like just that half court.
Mm-hmm.
For the teens and adults,
mm-hmm.
because a lot of people are going to say, hey, you know, you're forgetting the seniors, you're forgetting this group, you're forgetting the children. This is really a hard nut to crack all over.
Yeah.
But the skate park is well used. I'd like to see a system where they actually have to, pay a little bit to use it, and which would help with maintenance and upkeep. But that's for down the road. So thank you.
Thanks, Leslie.
Thank you, Leslie. Natalie, let me chime in here. There is an the chat item to read. Wendy posted, the problem with making the skate park larger is that bikers could take over, so there would need to be restrictions on bikers.
Okay.
So I just want to throw that out there, that that's a solid point to address, that we'd have to post those rules and then figure out a way for our community to help enforce them if we don't have a... I'm saying that. Wendy's comment was simply that there would need to be restrictions.
Okay, I thought I had seen that Wendy's hand is raised. I'm going to unmute Wendy. Wendy, do you want to make that comment?
Yeah, it was actually Michelle already made it. I wasn't sure if you guys had read it, so I just wanted to make sure that that's what we had experienced where we lived in the community where the skate park was actually very large.
Okay.
BMX bikers got in there, and they just basically took it over. So anybody who wanted a skateboard on there, it became a problem. So then they had to hire a security guard to be there and pay for his hourly to be able to regulate that on some level. But even so, he wasn't there all the time. So these are just experiences that we've seen in the past. So I just wanted to put that out there.
Thank you. Wendy, I wanted to ask you a question about that because I don't know really the background besides what you just described on not having bikers there, but I personally have friends that have children that, you know, like to bike, and some of them are as small as, you know, 3 and 4 years old on those little bikes that don't have the pedals on them. They're the balance bikes. And they've expressed dissatisfaction with the fact that there's no bikes allowed at the Redwood CSD skate park. And I actually don't know any background on why that is a bad thing to integrate biking, scootering, and skateboarding, because, you know, I've been to them too, like you described, where everybody's doing it together. Could you tell me, you know, besides what you just described, the problems with having bikers?
The problems usually come with different age groups. So what happens is the younger kids get pushed out, and they're not able to go and really enjoy it because the larger kids are better at it and more agile at it. And so they have these more experienced types of moves that they're doing, and people will end up getting hurt if they're in the way. So it almost becomes like you have to have, you know, like in swimming pools where they have, okay, the kids can swim now, okay, now it's adult swim, and now it's almost like you have to balance it like that. But again, it takes someone being there in order for that to happen.
To enforce it.
So that, I'm not saying it's not a good idea to extend the skate park. I'm just simply trying to get a bigger picture out there so that you can see the potential hazards or, pitfalls.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I was just merely curious because I've never really looked into that detail. And we've had people, like I said, had a personal friend with that issue, but also we've had some people that participated originally with the grant process that they put out a petition, asking for us to build a bike pump track. But in that case, those are, dirt tracks where, they can be messed around and stuff. So it's a different situation. But as far as, reaching a certain, demographic, I do think that, there is a need, or there's some people that, I think it was 235 people signed the petition to have something for bikers. So, I'm just trying to put that out there so I can, represent the people that, are in the biking community that want to see something happen as well. So I just wanted to share that.
But we're talking about different kind of bikes here, right?
Wendy was talking about
cycles, like bicycles, and versus BMX, versus dirt.
Not dirt bikes. That's not what I mean. We're talking about pump track, meaning for BMX bikes. And so those bikes can be used, as Wendy described, in a skate park setting or a dirt track setting. People I know, they go all the way up to Lucerne Valley to ride on the little pump tracks in the dirt. So
okay, I'm sorry.
The people who are petitioning for that particular thing were people looking for a BMX dirt track for kids to learn how to ride on up here. So, okay, well,
I really like the idea of exploring in the future. I don't know how we would enforce it. Maybe we couldn't, but I like the idea that, Wendy, that you said about some of the different ages, and it would be really neat to see a few hours a day where the park was kind of devoted to younger kids. With a sign explaining, we want to give everybody a chance to use this, young kids, top priority. I mean, anyway, I don't, it's a big bag of worms, but I think that's it's an intriguing idea to look at trying to create some space for different age groups there so that they can be there freely. And the older kids want to be able to talk about what they ever want to talk about, and you may not want your 7-year-old there when there's a bunch of teenagers in there. So it'd be cool to figure out a way for everybody to get a little age-appropriate time.
Thank you, Michelle. And Wendy, did you have any further comment on this?
No, not at all. But okay.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Okay. We have a hand from Davey Snyder. Davey, I've been asking on you.
Yeah. So I definitely agree with the concern about the differing ages. But I also wanted to point out that the age issue really has nothing to do with bikes in particular. That's a different thing.
Okay.
So, that's it, yeah.
So meaning the age issue exists even when there's no bikes there, even if it's all skateboards, there's still the older kids kind of pushing out the younger. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for saying that, Jamie. I've seen that, and I've experienced that, but I've also experienced it in a positive way where I've seen the older kids, you know, trying to help out the little kids who have never skated before and really trying to encourage them. So,
there are lots of older kids that don't really want to be around the young folks, but I do think that for a large most of the time, the older kids will definitely be eager to include the younger crowd.
Nice. Thank you, David. Okay. I have a hand from Leslie Mahoko. Leslie, I'm going to unmute you.
Sorry, I'm good.
Hi, Leslie. Did you have a comment?
No, not really, but I did find out that BMX parks are very inexpensive to build. So.
Do you mean the dirt track ones or?
Dirt track.
Okay.
The problem with that would be liability, but
yeah.
I didn't mean to raise my hand.
No, thank you. I appreciate that. That's good information. And I was going to pull up the original petition. I think I had a copy here where they kind of describe the bike track. And
I think they would be willing to find sponsors.
Yeah, and the gentleman, I can't recall his name, but he attended
Rob.
He attended some of the meetings and explained that there would be a lot of volunteers. They would offer volunteer hours to try and help with maintenance on that. But you would have to probably have some type of machinery to maintain it, like a tractor or something like that. Mm-hmm. So. We gotta keep that in mind.
Storage for the tractor.
Mm-hmm.
But it is relatively cheap, and I think East would be a good location.
Okay, the east side of town?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then we could jump off on that and have continue with park development down there. That could be.
No, so, hold on. We gotta delay that conversation until 3C on our agenda.
Thank you, Michelle. And I actually, I don't have a copy of that petition there, but I just recall him, you know, saying that there would be a certain amount of volunteer effort in going to that, so I just wanted to say that.
So we've got about 10 minutes left in our prescribed time for this agenda item. I'm curious if we've got any other ideas that we haven't already discussed that we should... that anybody in this forum right now wants added to our ever-growing list.
Specifically, Michelle, are you specifically talking about the Hollister Park State Park area?
Yeah.
We will move on to community center and potential east side, but where we're at right now, do we have any other comments about the Hollis Stewart Park or the skate park area? Right, I don't see any other hands. I see the messages in chat, and I'll look at those.
Oh, yeah, actually, I wanted to read one. I'm sorry that Vicky posted a little bit ago.
She said, I believe that maintaining and repairing the park should be in the CSD budget and not part of the grant. Then Sutton said they also take quite a bit of grooming to maintain them. I'm assuming we're talking about the an idea for the BMX park there. And then Lori said the CSD would have to prove they can maintain and operate the facilities for 30 years. That's a really important point we need to make here for all these agenda items, is that under the purview of this grant money, anything, if we're going to create new facilities, we have to be able to demonstrate how we're going to upkeep that and that we have the budget to do so for the next 30 years. Lori, correct me if I'm wrong.
I think you're correct.
Okay.
Were there any other?
Yeah, there's a couple. Davies saying I agree, Victoria, about the maintaining and repairing the park should be in the CGSD budget. But he says I agree, Victoria, but it can be very expensive, but the grant is a perfect fit. So he's saying that maintaining and repairing are good ideas for this grant. And then Ben said that he agreed, yes, he was talking about the BMX track.
Okay. Okay, so if there are no other comments on this item, we're going to move on to, we're still on item number three, but we're moving, oh, I got one more hand raised, I'm sorry.
One moment.
All right, Pam, you should be unmuted.
Hey, thank you. I just wanted to make sure, I think that the kids' equipment, like the swings and slides and stuff, isn't that part of the Hollis Stewart Park?
It is. Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that a voice was there to remind us the need to upgrade it for ADA compliance. You know, we want the whole community to have access to it, and that park is, you know, way past any kind of, you know, abiding by all of those updated rules about ADA. So, you know, with that, the money that we do have, I think that should be one of the priorities, as well as making that part, that part of the park safe. So, you know, that should be at the top of the list, no matter what else we do, in my opinion. So, thank you.
Thanks, Pam. I'm pretty focused on that ADA piece as well.
Thank you, Pam. Alrighty, so we will move on to. Letter B, community center and surrounding area. So as I said originally, that includes the grass area, the parking lot in between the banks, and the actual building itself. So we'll open that up for discussion on some ideas for that area.
And again, if what you simply want to do is, as your, you know, tally mark, I'm kind of putting a check mark by each of these ideas when somebody else speaks in favor of them. If that's what you want to do, you're welcome to put that in the chat if you don't want to speak, and I will add a check mark by it. Davey just agreed with Pam that that was a great idea. Davey just agreed with Pam. It was a great idea about the park equipment, so I added a check mark there. Okay, and Wendy says, I agree with Pam regarding ADA. I will add another check mark. Now we have to step away for a second. I don't have the ability to see hands right now or to unmute anybody, so if...
I'm so sorry, I'm back.
I'm
back now. Sure. I have a neighbor knocking on my door. Okay, so I see two hands. I'm going to start with Vicki Rennick. Vicki, I'm lowering your hand and unmuting you. Hi, Vicki, you should be unmuted.
I just wanted to mention the stage, which is a beautiful stage. However, the electricity going to that stage is so inadequate that not more than two musicians can plug in their equipment without it failing.
Vicki, let me interrupt you for just a second. Are you thinking about the stage that's outside?
Outside.
The outside stage.
Park stage.
Got it. Thank you.
I've heard that from people like Dan Campbell, because I asked him, why don't you use that more? And that was the reasoning behind it. So That would be your recommendation.
So we need more of the electrical hookup for musicians to be able to play on the stage?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Got it.
Thank you for that comment, Vicki. I'm going to move to Ben Sutton. Ben, I'm going to lower your hand and ask you to unmute.
Hi, thank you. I just wanted to add on to what Davey was talking about earlier about improving the lighting inside the community building. I also liked the idea of adding a stage outside somewhere in the parking lot area, and that sounds like an excellent idea. I also wanted to add on to what David was talking about earlier. I worked with Redwood Blues Society, Center Stage Productions, Laura and the Snow Line Players on all their plays and stuff, and the lighting system is barely coming up to the level of adequate. It could be so much better. The thing is, as far as budget goes for it, lighting equipment is very expensive. Probably around that would be $2,000, just as an estimate.
Okay.
All right, great. I got all that written down. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you, Ben.
No problem.
All right, and I have a...
Can I update from the chat?
Yes, please.
Okay, so the first one was from Leslie. She said, I hired a six-piece band for Mountaineer Days a few years back, and the stage was fine. So I guess we could look into that with more musicians. Wendy says, I agree with improving electrical on the stage. Okay. And then Pam says, a community center and parking lot are used by all of the community organizations. I believe the original recommendations included upgrades that would make the community building and parking lot better. Yes, 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 for outdoor staging area in the parking lot area by the trails in front of the building. Okay, I'll add a check mark there. And then Pam, if you'd like to in the chat, give me an idea of what your priorities would be within the community building. I know Natalie read off several different things, stage and windows and floor, and I don't even remember all the things that she had read before. But
I can reread it. Do you want me to reread it?
I think that's okay because we've already said, or Sam's already said that those ideas weren't necessarily straight from the public. But anyway, if anybody's got specific ideas about the community building, where I know windows was brought up to me outside of this meeting as something that would really kind of, windows leak a lot, it would really help with the insulation in the building and such. So, do we have any other hands up?
Yeah, we have Davey Snyder. Davey, I'm going to lower your hand and unmute you right now. Hi, Davey.
Yeah, so regarding what I believe Victoria was saying about the electrical, so that would require some modifications to the fuse boxes. And my only concern with that is staying within the electrical code, because they can be rather tight at that time. So, just wanted to just save that concern.
Thank you. I will make a note.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
Okay, so again, we're still on item number 3, open discussion, and we're on letter B, community center and surrounding area. Are there any more comments on this particular area for the grant?
I've got two more to read from Pam in terms that she clarified what her priorities were. Inside the building needs more park and rec operating space, and that's something that someone else also told me before the meeting, as they thought was a real priority. Is if we're going to hire a parks and rec person, we need some workers into work, and the existing office space is really small for the 3 employees we already have. And this other person said that adding on to the building would be a huge expense, but if we could create some space inside the building to add, come out 6 feet from the wall, extend the office out, that we could give them more space to be able to operate in. And then the other thing Pam said was we also need storage space for park and rec equipment, or for recreational equipment.
Okay, and I actually wanted to make a comment on that particular thing because we have that shed that's next to the public bathrooms, and I've actually been in there a few times when I was setting up the softball field, and there's quite a bit of space in there, and I haven't been there since Lori has than the manager. But when I went in there before, you know, like I said, I thought that there was a lot of space there, and I think that Lori has been cleaning some things out and getting rid of some stuff that we have. So, you know, as far as balls and equipment like that for Parks and Recreation, I don't see that we really have a storage issue, just from what I've seen. And so I really wouldn't want to free space inside the community center for park equipment. I think that's better used in an outdoor space like that shed. So that I just wanted to comment on that.
Lori says, we have been cleaning out the shed and reorganizing it. We do have space for equipment.
Thank you, Lori. I appreciate that. Yeah, so like I said, right now we have flag football equipment in there, I believe, or we should, and we have, you know, some baseball equipment, things like that. So, you know, I don't anticipate that there's any more park equipment like that will need to go in there. So, okay. Are there any other comments about the community center and surrounding area? The parking lot, the grass area?
I do want to, just another note, I just see Danielle just gave a thumbs up, so that's another way for people to communicate. I can give a thumbs up to an idea. I can also note that you support what's being spoken about that moment.
Okay, great. Thank you, Michelle and Danielle. We have another hand from Ben Sutton. Ben, I'm going to unmute you.
I just wanted to add on to what I was saying earlier. So on the stage in the community building, behind the black curtain at the very back of the stage, there is a cyclorama. It's a really cool kind of fabric material that's reflective that you can project onto and shine lights on, and it makes really cool colors and effects. That is very worn out currently, but I would put that kind of lower, a lot lower on this list of things than other ideas I've heard. So.
Do you have any idea what a cost on that would be, Ben?
I'm trying to find one, and for such a small staging area like that, I can't find a good estimate. I would say I'm going to go on the high end and say, like, $800, maybe more. I'm not sure. I found one for the 40 feet by 20 feet, but that's a little large.
Okay.
For our unit, so.
All right. Thank you, and thank you for the cost estimate. That helps.
Thank you, Ben. And Wendy, looks like she gave a thumbs up to that comment, so thank you. Cool. Okay, I'm about to move on to letter C and item number 3. Are there any last minute comments about the community center area? All righty, so we're going to move on to item number 3, letter C, potential East Side Park. So a little background on this, I was going to open up to Monica Ciccarelli because she specifically was working you know, on a little bit of research for that area, and she might be able to describe for the attendees where she got in that. So, Monica, I'm going to unmute you if you don't mind giving a little background. Hi, Monica.
Hey, thank you. So, the Wright Mountain Roseland is parkland that's basically a potential donation from the developers of that area. I had several meetings with them, and I'm all of a sudden having like the biggest blank, and Al can jump in if I'm completely wrong, but it's about 4 acres of land, if I remember correctly. And so the land is basically a donation to the CSC, assuming that they agree with whatever the CSC might be willing to upgrade it to turn into a park. So we originally kind of went big with the idea of, like, what would your dream park be if you had it? And in talking to a bunch of different people and even at the meetings, we came up with the idea of trying to make half of it a sports complex and the other half a BMX bike track area. In order to get to the land, though, just so you know, we would have to build a road because the land's kind of smacked right on the other side of the Sheep Creek Wash. And we were kind of estimating at the meetings that it was going to be about 500 feet off the road, so we would have to build a road from Highway 2 to get to it. And then it is pretty overgrown with a lot of bushes. So there's a lot of that aspect. And Al had mentioned, you know, just what it takes to even develop a land when you're a park, when you're a CSD. However, I think that kind of the gist of it is that we have this piece of property, we potentially have this piece of property if all goes well, and with this money we could start to, you know, look into maybe building it up, even though there's no way that we'd be able to go the full round. But as Leslie had brought up, a BMX pump track is not super expensive on that level. But the grant money can't go to buying anything that would actually be used to maintain. So, like, if there was a track to purchase, it wouldn't be allowed to be purchased in the grant money. The other thing that was also with the sports complex was with a grass patch that we were looking at possibly making a football field, soccer field, everything, touch all outfield for softball field, would also have an amphitheater put on it, and so that we could use it for music in the park and have an area that was all grass and kind of secluded for that. Did I cover it well enough?
Yeah, thank you, Monica. That was a thank you for that.
Can I ask a question to Monica first?
Yeah.
Just because the development of this all depends on a road. Any idea, did you guys do any research? What would the cost of putting a road be?
Well, we kind of started doing the research and then we stopped when everything kind of just got put to a halt. So we hadn't gotten that far, but we did start reaching out. Al might have a little bit more of a preliminary number thing, but we did talk about it when we started reaching out. And then when things just kind of get put to a halt, we were like, okay, let's wait and see how much money we got first before we start really moving any more forward. And then, you know, COVID hit also. So.
Okay.
In all honesty.
I'm just assuming that would be an enormous chunk of money.
I
don't know much about building around.
Roads are not cheap, and I'm not sure if we could get away with maybe even a dirt road to it for a little while until maybe in the future being able to pave it. I don't know what the laws are on that, and I don't know if the property being donated, if they would still be willing to donate it if we were only putting in a dirt road to it, or if they would require a paved road. That is a discussion that we have not had that in depth. But I did email the person to talk to them more. I haven't heard back yet, but to talk to them more and let them know that, you know, we did get this amount of money, and if we scaled it way back to where maybe the community agreed to even just kind of starting to develop it a little bit, but not fully develop it, and maybe we can, over the course of years, like how Cam said, you know, talk about what your major goal was for it, and maybe over the years and in the next, you know, several years, we can develop it into this beautiful park that we can all be proud of. I'm waiting to hear back to see if they would be okay with that idea instead of just the full-on straight-out development right away, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you, Monica. That was a, you know, a really good description of, you know, where you guys were at on that. And I like what Leslie said and also what Pam said about, you know, starting small in that area, and you, like Pam said, with a vision in the future, maybe having a vision to have something, you know, bigger to show in the future. I wanted to share that I was had someone from Little League reach out to me and express, you know, their support for potentially a new field for Little League to use. So that could also be done in that area. So, I mean, personally, I really like the idea of trying to start something on the east side of town. I see a lot of potential. I see potential not just for the area, but maybe potential for the community to, you know, work together to try and raise money, get donations, do, you know, something to make the dream come true. And I know we are far off on the amount. $181,000 is very far from, you know, that, but I don't think it's impossible, as Leslie said, to start small with maybe a bike pump track or something, and, you know, put in our future plans to try and grow it bigger throughout time. So I just want to say I like that idea.
I got a couple comments from the chat. One was from the last agenda item, but I'll go ahead and read it. Vicky says, sorry, but I wanted to mention that the stove in the kitchen is very old and always has the pilot light on, making the room hot. A new stove costs $2,300. You got that down, Vicki.
And then Pam said, and this is on our current agenda item, she just commented that Seaside Park, BMX Park, awesome. Except the funding for maintenance would be very controversial. It should definitely be part of our long-range strategic plan.
Yeah.
And Wendy says, I agree with getting a new scope.
Okay. Thank you for those comments. And Monica,
we've got another one.
Do you want to read the comment first?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is Leslie saying, Forever Wild finally got county approval to keep their dirt road after they had a huge improvement project. Maybe could approach county about this. If this 4 to 5 acres has to be county approved, the off-site plans, permits, and other county requirements would take all the money. BMX Dirt Dog Park and Walking Trail with resilient surfacing would be a nice start.
Yeah, that's a good comment. And I forgot to mention, you know, that I see that if we were able to potentially develop something like that in the future, I would personally like to see a walking track put in around whatever fields we install, because I do feel that it would provide a safe area for people to, you know, walk or run or do things that they don't necessarily feel comfortable doing on the village trail. So that would be something I'd like to see done.
What we would definitely have to do, I mean, with any of this, is it takes a lot more of our of employee time for maintenance and such.
Yeah.
As Lori was saying, we have to demonstrate how we would maintain it for 30 years, so we'd have to also look at the budgeting of of maintenance.
Mm-hmm. So we also, I wanted to mention for those who haven't been to all the regular board meetings, but we have recently paid off the skate park loan, which that was, $27,000 a year of the TSD budget going to paying off the existing skate park loan. And so that's paid off now. And, you know, I would like to see as the future goes on, you know, maybe that could be, you know, some money that could be tapped into for maintenance and whatnot for the future. So, Monica had her...
Okay, and then I've got two more comments, but if you want to go to Monica first, that's fine.
Okay, Monica.
I was actually just going to bring up the skate park loan and how it was paid off and how, since that money was going to Parks and Rec as it was, maybe it could also be used for, you know, if we do something that requires more maintenance, getting another employee to do that maintenance.
Yeah, that's a good point. Thank you, Monica.
That's great. Thanks, Monica. So maintenance money could come from the old money for skate park loan. Okay, then two more comments. Pam says, Leslie's marketing community input opportunity is critical for developing a real community business with priorities and a specific long-range plan for making it all happen. And Ben says, there's some quick turn-up scriptures say that a mile of paved two-lane road costs between $2 and $3 million.
Yikes.
That was kind of what I was thinking. It's a million and up for paved, like, for it to really come in. And then Pam is saying, again, use this grant for short-term plans. So, for her original emphasis on upgrading what we've already got.
Okay.
Not enough money to fully create something new. And Leslie is asking, is this area next to the east 4 to 5 acres owned by Snowline School District?
No, it's not.
Privately owned.
Privately owned.
And Wendy is saying, I agree with Pam in terms of short-term, using the money for the short-term stuff and using or making big plans after or beyond this grant money.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I personally don't want to see a land donation go unused. I really like that idea, but that's just my personal opinion. So, and I also believe that there could be a way to raise money or try and get donations to make something bigger and, you know, work together outside of just the CFG to try and do something like this. So I just don't want to see this idea disappear. I'd like to do some more research on it and see, you know, what can come of it. So that's just my input on that particular items. So are there any other comments on the potential East Side Park area? Just go ahead and raise your hand if you would like to comment. Okay, I have a hand from Wendy. Wendy, I'm going to unmute you.
Hi there. So I do have a question. I wanted to know about the land donation that you were talking about. And I know that you would really like to see some of this money go towards developing that land. But the question that I have is, if it's donated, why would there be a restriction as to when you can develop the land? Wouldn't you be able to just keep it, and then eventually, once we get more community input, it could be developed later on? And then this short money that we have now could just be used towards protecting or maintaining the things that we already have that need repair, and possibly some other things. It's just an idea. I was thinking that if it's donated, the land would still be there just to be used later on.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm going to unmute Monica, because I think Monica, you know, I'm going to defer to her because she probably knows the answer to that. Monica, do you have any input on what Wendy just said?
It's not, like, the meetings that we had, and I'll please jump in too if you want to talk, but the meetings that we had, never said that it wouldn't still be available later. The land's been sitting there for a while. They did offer it at one point, I believe, if I remember my history correct, to Snowline and Unified School District to build a new school there or something, and they didn't want to. They felt like it was too much money. So the land has been there. When I brought it to them, when I came back to them and said, hey, I heard there was this piece of land, the talks were more just based off of this grant and what we could do. And so it was never, hey, would you give the CST this land and let us just kind of hold on to it until we can figure out how to develop it? And so that was just never really brought up. But it's not something that I'm opposed to asking about, and I will ask when we have a meeting with them again. It was more just like, hey, there's a potential, and is it still available? Is how the meeting kind of went with them.
Okay. Thank you, Monica. Al, I'm going to lower your hand and unmute you.
Good evening. Yes. I just wanted to comment that the developer was very emphatic that if they donated the land, that it actually got used. They needed to see a plan, and then their board of directors would approve whether or not they're going to donate that land. The reason why, because they offered it to Snow Lane School District at one time, quite a while ago, probably about 20 years ago, and Snow Lane was kind of hesitant. It sat there as a place marker for Snow Lane. Then Snow Lane finally said, no, we really won't be using that. And then if you remember, in I think it was 2010, when there was another grant possibility of using that area, the county went to the developer, asked about the land. The developer said, yeah, with the same caveat, that if it's actually going to get used, the county did go ahead and apply for a grant, but did not get it at that time. And so it went back into, you know, just being tabled. And then when we went, or I should say Monica actually spearheaded this, but when we went forward and talked with them, they basically said the same thing to us. If you bring us a plan that we can look at and say, okay, this works for us, then we would donate the land, but you have to make sure that you actually implement your plan. Now, they obviously are logical people. They're not going to say, you want it built in 3 weeks. But they expect to see progress. And that's where I'll leave this comment at.
Thank you, Al. Thank you for the background on that, Al. That was really, really helpful.
Thank you.
No problem.
I'm going to, Wendy, because you brought up this comment originally, will you raise your hand if you wanted to continue with your comment? You're muted right now, but if you'd like to comment on what Al just said or what Monica just said, will you please raise your hand? I don't see Wendy's hand being raised. Michelle, do you want a break for reading those comments that just came through on chat? And then I have a hand raised by Pam Wright, but we'll read those comments first before Pam.
Yeah, let me see if I want to go back and make sure I didn't miss any there. Okay. Lori says, if we get the land, we would then be responsible for property taxes.
Okay.
I'm guessing that's probably part of the demonstrating we can maintain everything. Mm-hmm. Pam says, yes, it is legal to accept the donation of the land for use into the future. Rancho Cucamonga accepted land from Ralph Lewis years ago for Central Park there, and it is still not built. But the developer still got credit for it, for their building credit. And Ben says, so after more searching, it looks like an 800-foot gravel road would be approximately $67,200.
Okay. Thank you, Ben and Pam and Leslie and Lori for those comments. I'm going to unmute Pam. She had her hand raised. Pam, did you still have a comment? Hi, Pam. Pam, you are, I'm sorry, Pam, you're unmuted. Go ahead.
Okay, I just made it on the chat instead.
Oh, the one I just read?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Pam.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we have another chat that just came in. Al, oh, sorry, Michelle, go ahead and read it.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I didn't know if you were tracking them. And Al's saying governments do not pay property taxes.
Okay. Thank you, Al.
Okay.
Okay. So do we have additional comments on the potential East Side Park area? If you have a comment, please raise your hand. Okay, I don't see any hand raises. Michelle, did you have some comments about that you wanted to make, or...
I'm sorry, I was reading something in my notes. Would you repeat the question?
Oh, I was just asking because we don't have any other hand raises or comments right now, so I was just wondering if you had any additional comments on the East Side area.
Oh, just on the, okay, I thought you were talking about something specific. But son, I don't have anything pretty much aside from the group that really wants the GMX park. Those are the only comments I've been told outside of this meeting that would apply to the east side of town. Most people that I've spoken to or have given me comments have been talking about what Pam talked about, which was upgrading our current stuff, making that playground area ADA compliant. It's kind of baffling to me that we have a ramp for a wheelchair and no swing. And going to be in a wheelchair. And I have a specific question about the playground equipment personally, because it's from the 1960s, it's just got plastic coated in the 1990s, essentially. But it's the exact same equipment I played on when I was a kid. And there's much better equipment out there. There are some fantastic parks with equipment that is not just a swing and a slide, just better for helping kids build balance and more forgiving for kids with different skill levels and lots of creative stuff. So I'm pretty inspired to look at what's out there, and if that becomes something that the community wants, you know, as a priority, I would be very inspired to look and get the community's input on, okay, how can we kind of re-envision this playground equipment?
Mm-hmm. And just for the attendees of this meeting, Lori Golden, the general manager, had brought a list, an itemized list of these potential improvements to some of the areas, and particularly the new playground equipment, she estimated at $80,000 to $100,000 to do new equipment in that area. So I just wanted to share that with the attendees at this meeting. We have a hand from Ben Sutton. Ben, I just unmuted you.
Thank you. For the Eastside project, then this would be like way off in the future, but eventually it would be great if we could get a outdoor theater music venue there.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't have anything like that in any of the surrounding area. Yeah, there's just nothing like that around.
Yeah, there's a great one in Idlewild, and they do some fantastic music there, where kind of the whole community can come and participate and enjoy.
Yeah, thank you, Ben. I like that idea as well. And I wanted to see maybe if Monica wanted to weigh in on that, because I had seen a drawing come from, you know, just a kind of a quick sketch of what they had wanted to do over there on the east side area. And when I'm looking at it right now, and it looks like an amphitheater area was included. Monica, do you have any, do you want to share about that in particular? I'm unmuting you.
So in the plans, in our grand scheme, if we got millions of dollars, yes, we had looked into, we wanted an amphitheater, we had put that in there. So we had kind of, if I remember visiting correctly, we had put a baseball field in that was big enough to fit a pony league, because as it is right now, kids age out a lot younger than other areas because not all of ours have baseball fields. So we're looking at a baseball field that would go up to Pony Ring, with the outfield that matched into a grass area that also worked for football, soccer, and just a grass, and it would also act as an area for an amphitheater. So mm-hmm. the back end of it would be an amphitheater, and or a stage, whatever you want to call it. We're also looking at towards the size, trying to put in a tennis court, a basketball court, and even possibly like a volleyball type court with some sand or something. Different ideas that we kind of threw around.
So would that be kind of making use of the space to where you're kind of multi-using fields so that, you know, to make use of the 4 acres? Obviously it's not big enough to build a separate everything. Would that be specifically multi-use fields? For baseball and football at the same time, say, or the amphitheater would include part of the field?
Yeah, it would definitely, the amphitheater would include part of the field. Obviously, for baseball, the whole field you could, like, kind of partition it off a little bit like we did at Wrightwood Elementary School. Mm-hmm. But, it would definitely require overlapping of some of it just to make it all fit and make it a multi-use thing, which I think would be fantastic. Originally, we had looked at everything being kind of separate.
Mm-hmm.
That was before the BMX site idea was brought in, and so then we kind of consolidated and figured out how to make it all work and make it all fit with having the BMX track area in there as well. So, yeah.
Well, thank you for that comment. You just reminded me of something that I wanted to say and I had forgotten until now. So for those who are attending the meeting right now, the CSD put together adult softball leagues, soccer leagues, and flag football for children within the last 2 years. We had, with baseball, I think it was about 5 successful full leagues, and I had thought when originally looking at this Eastside Park area, how it could be an opportunity, because right now we're using the snow line fields at the elementary school, which we're very grateful for. We don't have to pay for the use of those fields, but I had thought if there was, you know, fields built in the future, that it would give us potential to hold even more leagues, and those leagues generate revenue for the CSC. They generate quite a bit of revenue, actually, and, you know, that we kind of just are at the beginning of that, you know, with just a couple of different leagues, but if we were able to host, you know, many, many leagues with, you know, not just soccer, softball, but basketball and, you know, football and things like that, you know, I think it would give us an opportunity to maybe make money in the future, and that could also go towards maintaining the field area up there, or the park area up there, because we would be getting revenue from those programs. And we've already demonstrated that those programs are successful and that they've generated revenue. So I just wanted to make that point for the group.
I got a bunch of comments to read.
Okay. Thank you.
And thanks for those comments, Natalie. Sorry. okay, so Pam said, so this is back to the donation of land. She said that the donation of land can still happen, even if the CSC doesn't have specific plans for it. I think that what Monica was emphasizing is that whether it can or not, it's whether or not the owners of the land would want to do that if we didn't have specific plans to put in those immediately. Monica, correct me if I'm wrong on the chat. And then Wendy said, great to know, Pam. I agree with waiting on the East Side project. Leslie said, $2,500 for an ADA swing. Thank you, Leslie. That's good information. Got that written down. Wendy says, I agree with Michelle on upgrading existing equipment. Lori said, new playground would be between, but I'm thinking that statement didn't get finished. Pam Wright says, keep the lawsuit. In terms of the ADA thing. Vicki says, believe it or not, there is playground equipment designed for seniors. Not only are senior citizen playgrounds a great way for the elderly to exercise. And then this one's cut off too. I'm wondering if there's more of these comments I can't see. So that's really interesting, and that's a really neat idea to think about. And this is saying that in response to what Vicki's saying, that if we could make playgrounds like for all ages, that would be really cool too.
Yeah.
That would be really great. Okay, and then Monica says, I agree with Ben based on the time of that. Monica, give me a thumbs up if this is true. I think you're agreeing on the outdoor amphitheater. Yes, thumbs up. Great. Got that down. And then Pam says, the cost of new playground equipment has safety requirements, making it equipment. Installation is very expensive. Okay, I think she's saying the safety requirements make it expensive. Okay, so things to keep in mind when we're looking for new, if we go that direction of looking for new playground equipment. Okay, then Lori says, playground costs include disposal of old and installation of new. Oh, that's good to know, so they would haul it away. Pam says, the community is vulnerable to lawsuits if the equipment is not ADA compliant or safe. Please be prudent with our finances. So another thing, Pam, I don't know how this is all going to go after we get all the public input, et cetera. I mean, I personally would love to see this playground equipment updated with the ADA, but if it doesn't go that way, this is something that can then still be brought back for something that the board might figure out a way to fund if the grant money is not used for it. And Monica says we also did a cornhole league.
Thank you, Monica. Sorry, I forgot that.
And why is that there? Okay. And then Wendy says, the East Side Park idea is a good one, but in my opinion, not enough grant money was provided this round to make it happen. I like Vicki's idea on playground equipment for seniors. Didn't write that one down. Thank you for repeating that. So I make sure that gets recorded. And then Leslie says, Game Time is offering playground equipment grant act open until August 22nd. And she gave a URL for that. Lori, maybe you could grab that URL and help us check that out.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That would be interesting if we could get a whole separate grant for that.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, Monica's saying October 22nd. I think that means that is a very short time away to apply for a grant, so we would need to get on that immediately. Lori says, I have an email from them already.
Oh, great.
Okay. I think I'm caught up on chat.
Thank you, everyone, for those comments. All good comments, all very helpful. Do we have any additional comments that anyone wants to make on the potential East Side area? Huh. Okay. I don't see anybody. I know, you know, because this is our first time going through this process, I just want to ask, you know, if it's unrelated to the potential Eastside Park, if anyone has any last-minute comments about anything that we've talked about at this point, because we'll be moving on to scheduling a future meeting. So, are there any last-minute comments anyone would like to make? Go ahead and raise your hand.
Looks like Wendy.
All right, Wendy, you should be unmuted.
Hi there. So I just wanted to ask, the idea that I originally had, I actually posted it before the meeting started. And so I wasn't sure whether or not it was going to be included in this meeting because the meeting hadn't officially started. And so
that was my first idea that I wrote down, or the first idea I wrote down. You're right. You posted it at 4:59, but I read it aloud during the meeting.
Okay.
All right. So I have that.
All right.
It's definitely recording. And what we're interested in, whether it's in the meeting or not, are ideas. So whether I would have included it regardless, just like we will include in our ever-growing list in emails we get or anything.
Okay.
Any email we get. Thank you.
Thank you, Wendy. All right, Ben, I'm going to unmute you, Ben Sutton.
I just wanted to say thank you for having this meeting where the public can, at least if they know about it, come and give their ideas. Thank you.
Thanks for joining in.
Thank you, Ben, for being a part of it. And please, for the next one that we're going to schedule, please spread the word, and we hope that we can have more people become involved in the process. So thank you. Pam Wright, I'm going to unmute you. Hi, Pam.
Hi. I just wanted to second that. Thank you so much for the good opportunity for public input. That's how it's done. You did a really good job, and I appreciate it. You guys are both great representatives for our community. Thank you for your work.
Thank you very much, Pam. I appreciate your input as well.
And Wendy says on chat, thank you so much, Michelle and Natalie, for hosting this wonderful meeting.
Oh, thank you, Wendy. And I saw a thumbs up.
The director's comments.
And I have a thumbs up from Danielle Boomer. Thank you, Danielle, for joining here. All righty. So if there are no more hand raises, we're going to move on to... I guess I can make an indirective comment. We'll move on to item number 4, future steering committee meeting discussion and possible action. Michelle and I had previously discussed scheduling a meeting for next Tuesday. I think that is August 18th. Is that correct?
Well, what time did we talk about that? My work schedule's changed now. So.
Oh, okay.
Well, was that a during the day one that we talked about? I was thinking maybe we should have an afternoon time meeting. I don't know what everybody else thinks about this, but I wondered if time of day, if we need to do something during the day.
My personal opinion is I would like to have them at different times of the day because previously we've gotten public input that, you know, some people can make evening meetings, some people can, some people only do mornings, some people can only do weekends. I personally would like to make it available, you know, at different times. So
here's the question. Next week, when we were talking about this initially, Natalie, I was just thinking, let's get this done as quickly as possible. But next week is the first week of school. And I think I would love to have more young people and parents, everybody, more people, you know, giving input or at least able to. And I kind of think anybody of school age or with school age children is going to be very preoccupied next.
Sure.
So
maybe
we could look at the week after. You're there.
Yeah.
So we could look at 2 weeks from this. And then for me, what I would, let me give you a date I'm going to throw out there and see if this works for you, Natalie, would be Wednesday the 19th in the afternoon, say 2 o'clock or noon or, I don't know, a daytime.
I'm looking at my calendar. I'm sorry. It looks like I have an appointment that day.
Okay.
Did you say Wednesday the 19th?
Yeah.
But that's during the first week of school.
I'm sorry. I don't mean that week. I mean the week after.
Okay.
I'm sorry. No, I mean Wednesday the 25th.
Yeah, that works for me. I have an appointment on the 19th, so the 26th works for me. Would you want to do it during the day, maybe? Like,
if we want to change the time, then maybe an afternoon. I don't think many people are going to want to do it in the morning.
Anybody on chat have any suggestions on a good time line? I can make myself available anytime that day. All right, well, let's go. What do you think, Michelle? Just throw out a time.
2?
2 o'clock?
Okay. 2 p.m.?
Okay. I'm thinking about that from 3 p.m. since school Zoom. Yeah, I was just thinking about that. What about 3 o'clock, Michelle? Because some of the kids are scheduled until probably 3 o'clock. They Zoom in middle school until 2:15. Okay.
Okay, well, so here's one idea, is would it be easier for parents to participate when kids are in school or after school? Would it be better to try to have this at noon when the parents, like the kids might be doing stuff, or is that going to be...
Monica's
saying 3 p.m. since school Zoom, they Zoom in middle school until 2:15 p.m. Okay, so she's saying what you're saying is when school's done.
Yeah, I actually think it would be more difficult for me to do it during school time because I have to keep my kids, like, logged into their computer and meeting with their teachers and all that. So I would say 3 or 3:30 maybe, whatever you think, Michelle.
I'm going to need to go with 3 because I teach on Wednesday night.
Okay.
So I don't want the meeting to go so long that then I've got to sign out and go to another Zoom meeting.
So let's calendar this meeting for Wednesday, August 26th at 3 p.m. And it will be held in the same format on Zoom. And we should reach out to Vicki and ask if Vicki can publish it in the newspaper so we can have more of a reach. And I will also post on Facebook. And now that we have more advanced notice, I will just kind of keep a continuous post going so that people are aware and hopefully try and reach people that way.
Okay, great. Vicki says 8:26 at 3 p.m. is good for me. Thanks. That's great. Thanks. And Wendy says that works for her. So the other thing, it looks like Leslie's already off, but we should make sure we get the word to Leslie so she can help promote on social media.
Perfect.
And Vicki says, yes, date will be in the newspaper and on the marquee. Thank you.
Please help
spread the word.
Yeah.
How about it?
That's very helpful. Okay, so we're moving on to item number 5, director's comments. Michelle, do you have any comments?
Thank you all. I know some of the people have already signed off, but thank you so much for your time. Thanks for the chat. That seems to work really well for discussion, so we're not spending quite so much time unmuting everyone and that kind of thing. Appreciate that whether you spoke or they gave thumbs up or put things in the comments or did all three. Appreciate everybody's input. Al, Monica, thank you for being here and your input on the history of things. Lori, thank you for the work you've done already to come up with ideas and then for some of the facts and figures you helped. Nice. And to everybody else, really appreciate your input. And please help spread the word so we can get real representatives.
All right. Thank you, Michelle. And my comment is just, I couldn't say it any better than you just said it. I agree and I'm thankful for everything you just said. And I want to just thank everyone who joined for your patience in letting me navigate my first Zoom meeting as a moderator. So I appreciate your patience and thank you, everyone, for your input. And we will talk on August 26th at 3 p.m.
And thank you, Natalie, for leading this meeting.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.